Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And on this wonderful Monday morning, as we meditate on the Lord Monday, I welcome you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Lord, as we say thank you, we honor you, we praise your name, we give you glory, Father, for this wonderful day as we meditate on you. You are the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, and we thank you, Father, for our two wonderful women of God who said yes to you for the Master's Call. We thank you, Father, as you anoint them and strengthen them and keep them in every way, Father God. We honor you and we praise your holy, righteous name. We thank you, Father, for every individual on this call who listen in and realize, expecting and knowing, Father God, that you're here with us. We ask you, Father, that you give them a special blessing on this wonderful Monday morning as we go into a Thanksgiving season, Father God. Keep them in perfect peace. We thank you, Father God, for the speaker, the anointed speakers that's going to come forth, Lord, with your word, the anointed voices, Father God, that's going to show forth your glory in such a wonderful way. We thank you that you'll use them powerfully. Lord God, we ask you that you bless artist's life in its entirety. We ask that you keep us all in perfect peace as our minds stay on you. We will meditate on you day and night, and we thank you, Father, that it's only by the powerful anointing of the precious Holy Spirit. We give your name glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, I will now turn it over to our glorious host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Minister Brenda, are you able to hear me?
I am. Songbird, God bless you. Take it away.
Praise God, praise God, praise God for you. Thank you so much for our prayer general for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer and for giving us our task for the day. Meditate on the Lord Monday. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence. God bless you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you this Monday morning to the Master's Call. See, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010. Yes, we have celebrated 8 years going on 9, and I'm thankful that God has allowed us to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as they begin our day, and it would not be possible without the yes of our two phenomenal and anointed and appointed co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. So I definitely thank God for them and for them allowing their yes to allow us to be here this morning. This call stands on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we go ahead and start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But there may be something going on with you in between that time, and you need us to be in agreement with you. So we ask that you would utilize our website, first of all, www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. There's places on there that you could put comments in. Share with us how you are enjoying this telecommunication sanctuary. And if you do have a prayer request, you can send it to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, who you just heard, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle will respond to you. Today is Inspirational Monday on the Morning Motivational Call, And Dr. Vanessa will be hosting the call, and Minister Jackie Henderson will be our messenger this morning on the MMC. And so if you want to listen to this phenomenal call, please dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. And see, on that call, you will hear a number of distributors and phenomenal leaders who are a part of a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life. And you hear us say that, as Minister Brenda Henry Terrell said, that we have the best products on this side of heaven. And that is the vehicle and the thread that brought all of us together here on the Master's Call. And so we thank God for the DSD Leon family and for Artist Life. So now let's go ahead and get into this call this morning. And I am so absolutely excited to bring to the line this morning this powerful, profound, amazing, dedicated man of God. And who am I talking about this morning? He is none other than Brother Lester Patton. Lester Patton is a Mississippian at heart. He attended Alcorn State and Tugalo College. Both are historical Black college universities in Mississippi. Brother Lester worked in the legal field for over 30 years. More importantly, he loves God, the people of God, and sharing the word of God. He will tell you that 2017 ushered him into a place of embracing the new things of life. This is when he met and married Queen Super Fantastic, our co-founder here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Robert. And when you hear him in the morning, you hear that male voice, that is none other than Brother Lester Patton. And so at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to Pastor Brother Lester Patton, who will come. Once I sing this song, he's going to come and share with you what the Lord would have him to share. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains, hide me in the valley, keep me through the rain. My God is awesome. My God is awesome. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. No greater love. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high, they stretched him wide, he bowed his head, and then he died. That's love. that's love. They hung him high, they stretched him wide, he bowed his head, and then he died. That's love. That's love. But that's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. Hallelujah. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. No greater love. Brother Lester, the platform is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and greetings to Minister Brenda Terrell for greeting and assistance. Good morning to Minister Tiffany. And good morning to Dr. V. And tell Mother hello for me. And good morning to my darling wife. My wife is on a sabbatical this morning. That's the reason she isn't on here. And she is resting. Now, I know she is because she's not here. And I'm praying that phone is in her ear and not close to her mouth. God bless her this morning. This morning, I am coming from fasting. And the thing I'm coming from in fasting is focus, faith, spending time with the Lord, favor, fighting forgiveness, finishing, and freedom. This morning, I'm going to focus mostly on faith. And then faith helps produce, fasting helps produce faith. Every aspect of our life as a believer is based upon our faith and our trust in the Lord. When we fast, it releases our faith. It allows us to receive and tap into the promises that have been made available according to God's word. First of all, faith also breaks and destroys the power of unbelief. Again, when we fast, we are releasing our faith. How are we doing this? Because we may or may not get the answer we're seeking for, so we are operating in faith. It takes a person to operate in faith and expect a breakthrough that doesn't appear to be in reach. It takes a person to operate in faith to trust and believe God for a healing when the doctors say otherwise. It takes a person to operate in faith when God tells an individual to stay in marriage where it is no hope or it is gone. Without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible to please God. Many of us need our faith activated in order to believe God and what he has declared in his word. Fasting helps, releases faith. We have endured much suffering, and we tend to think it always be this way. I will never receive my breakthrough. That's one of the things that we say. Or I will never walk in the promises that God has for me. When our faith is shaken and tested and tried on every end, we must still grab hold to the answers that may be without and within and trust in the Lord through it. As we fast, God will bring healing to our hearts and renew our faith. Trust in him so that we'll be able to only receive his promises, but also walk and not in doubt. Everything we receive from the Lord requires faith in order for us to possess it. Faith builds belief, and belief is very important. Why? It is important because in order for us to understand that we can have more, do more, accomplish more, tap into the devastating plan and purpose that awaits us. We must believe that we can. What we think on, we will ultimately attract. The more we believe we can obtain the promises of God according to the word of God, the more we will be able to attain them, trusting and having faith in God. No matter what it is, his word is found. Let me repeat that again. No matter what it is, his word is found. And if things, regardless, we are looking differently from that is outlined in the word, you must stand and believe him for a turnaround in our lives. If his word states, but without it is impossible to please him, we can certainly draw the conclusion that doubt and belief doesn't please the Father. Doubt is from the devil himself, but trusting in God is it all. In fact, unbelief is sin. Let us take a look at a few passages of scripture when I'm substantiating this. First, we're going to come from Hebrews 3:11-19. So I swear in my wrath that there shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you evil hearts of unbelief and departing from the living God, but exalt one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, and if we hold the beginning of our covenant steadfast in the end, while it is said, we hear his voice. Harden not your heart as a proclamation, for same they that heard did provoke. Whereas not all came of Egypt by Moses, but with whom we grieve 40 years, was it not within them that had sinned? Whosoever carried fell in the wilderness, and to whom snared, he that should not enter into this rest, but to them that believeth not. So we see that we can enter if we become unbelievers. Fasting increases faith as we will allow God's word to saturate our mind. Faith activates our hearing, whether it is negatively or positively, since faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. It can also be translated to whatsoever you are hearing. This is how we are going to operate. For this reason, it is imperative that we read the word of God on a daily basis. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God is spirit. The word of God is life. And not only does the word of God bring faith, but it brings hope, healing, freedom, instruction, direction, correction, guidance, substance, and so much more. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even into the dividing and surrenders of the soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow, and is a defender of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Comes from Hebrews 4:12. Let me give you some more scriptures here on faith as a believer. Start with Corinthians 5:6-7. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are always from the Lord, for we are walked by faith, not by sight. Ephesians tells us that above all, taking the shields of faith, wherewith ye shall not be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then let's come to right here where it says, little faith. Oh, that's in all of us, little faith. Things go wrong, we have little faith. But let me tell you what Matthew tells us right here, 8:26. And he said to them, why are you afraid, O you of little faith? That he rose and rebuked the winds and the seas. And there was a great calm, Jesus speaking to his apostles. And then he goes on to tell us this. This is a great thing right here, what he says. Matthew 14:29-31, he says, come. So Peter out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him again to him. Oh, of little faith, why did you doubt? Isn't that a good thing? Let me give you this final thing. Luke 27, 28. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They wither, they toil. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is believed in the field today and tomorrow, is thrown into the oven, but how much more will you be clothed, O you of little faith? I give it back to Pastor Tiffany Lauderdale.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Lester, for that word on the fasting and faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. I'm singing, no, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. In God, there is no failure. He will do whatever you ask him to. Just have faith and believe. Whatever you ask, you shall receive, for there is no failure, no failure in God. Oh, in God. There is no failure. He will do whatever you ask him to. Just have faith and believe. Whatever you ask, you shall receive. For there is no failure, no failure in God. Oh, in God, there is no failure. Hallelujah. He will do whatever you ask him to. Just have faith and believe. Whatever you ask, you shall receive. There is no failure. There is no failure. There is no failure. No failure in God. Father, we bless your name and we praise you. We give your name the glory and the honor because you are amazing. We thank you, God, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you that you are God alone, that you have looked beyond our faults and supplied us with everything that we need because you are our shepherd, God. And we thank you, God, that you are with us and that you never forsake us, Father. And so we bless your name today. We lift you up and we honor you. We give you all the thanks, God, for you are worthy of all of our thanks and all of our praise, Father. Father, we just bless each and every person who dialed into this, the Master's Call. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would saturate them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, God, with your love, with your joy, Father God, with your hope, with your peace right now, Father. And so we bless them and we pray, God, that your kingdom come, your will be done in their lives here on earth as it is in heaven. I ask that you would bless Brother Lester and Dr. PK. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill them up until they overflow, oh God, that every single thing in their heart, Father God, their desires, that you will meet them in the name of Jesus, Father. I come right now against sickness, anything that would hinder us from doing what you would have us to do, God. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus, Father. For you said that when you shed your blood on Calvary's cross, that by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, I speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I lift up Artist Life to you and the Diaz de Leon family. And as over 29 years, these products have been changing lives with an appointment, God. I pray right now that your divine appointment will allow it to continue to prosper and flourish mightily in many ways throughout the United States of America and every entity, every country, every kingdom, Father God, that is connected in the name of Jesus. I lift up our leadership to you, our president, Father God, right now, and I pray thy kingdom come, God, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, for you are in control and you are on the throne, Father, and even though you sit high and you look low, God, we know that you know the plans that you have for each and every single one of our lives, Father, so we ask that you would align us with thy will, Father, with thy purpose, with thy plan, Father. Let us not be about us, but let it be all about you. And God, we give you glory and honor on this day and forevermore. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. So, to go back and hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085, the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Please share this with someone else. Allow their Monday to be blessed as we meditate on God. Thank you again. Oh, no, before I do that, thank you. Let me tell you, make sure if you're going over to the new morning motivational call, please be ready to hear our hostess with the mostest, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and then the messenger for this morning, all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana, Miss Jacqueline Henderson will be the messenger today, and that is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. Also, I wanted to let you know, again, thank you to each of you who have dialed in. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us, opening us up in prayer and tagging this day, Meditate on God Monday. Thank you again, Brother Lester, for that profound information that you have downloaded into us this morning on fasting and prayer and activating our faith. Activating our faith. Praise God for you, man of God. May God continue to bless you and elevate you. And so, Father, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from another. In Jesus' name, let everyone say Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Go out and make your Monday great and make every step count as you meditate on God. Monday, we will hear you back on this telecommunication sanctuary on tomorrow. God bless you. We love you, and God loves you best. Goodbye for now.